for a vote the first time. The Republican-led U.S. House has passed its replacement for the Affordable Care Act. The American Health Care Act, or AHCA, has undergone some changes since the bill was first introduced, and that was enough to win the vote of almost all of Arizona's House Republicans who cast their votes yesterday. While the bill has a long way to go before becoming law, it already has many in Arizona's health care industry concerned. KJZZ's Will Stone covers health policy, and he joins me. Hey, Will.
Hey, Mark.
So the first time this bill was expected to come up for a vote in the House, it did not appear Arizona's representatives were as supportive. What happened this time?
That's right, Mark. Initially, Speaker Paul Ryan and President Donald Trump had hoped to bring this up for a vote back in March, but the bill faced opposition on two fronts from moderates and from the far-right conservatives. Arizona has several members of what's known as the House Freedom Caucus. And one of the big concerns then was the bill did not go far enough in terms of fully repealing the ACA. But since then, Republicans have tweaked the law. They added some amendments that gave states more flexibility to ease some of the regulations and protections in the ACA, among other things. And that apparently was enough for four of the five members of Arizona's Republican House delegation to say yes, although many of them, Martha McSally, Paul Gosar, struck a measured tone saying the bill was a first step, it was not perfect. And along with the state's Democrats in the House, the lone holdout was Congressman Andy Biggs, who said the bill was not a clean repeal and he could not support it.
So, Will, what changed in the bill that could have helped bring more people on board, including more of Arizona's House Republicans?
Some aspects of the bill remain the same. It sheds many of the taxes under the ACA, it pares back Medicaid spending significantly, and it restructures the tax credits that helps people afford premiums and that type of thing. But there were some amendments added that gave states even more ability to kind of peel back the provisions of the ACA. Under the bill, states can apply for waivers, for example, to the requirement that plans include certain essential health benefits, a protection that says insurers can't charge older people a certain amount more than younger people with the same plan, and importantly, a prohibition of charging people with pre-existing conditions more so long as the state comes up with some other way to help those people out.
You alluded to the fact that some members of Congress are calling this just a first step. What are you hearing about those changes from people in the healthcare field here in Arizona?
Mostly concern. Major health groups like AARP, the American Medical Association, and others didn't like the first version of this law. They did not like this newer version that was just passed by the House. And that's because it goes farther in terms of stripping away some of protections under the ACA. I spoke with Marcus Johnson, who works with the Vitalist Health Foundation, which helps enroll people in Arizona in the individual marketplace. And he says, the ability to get rid of protections that mean you couldn't charge people significantly more based on things like their ailments or their age, where they live, could really be bad for consumers in Arizona.
By removing the community rating requirement, insurance plans could charge people with pre-existing conditions significantly more, to the tune where they would no longer be able to afford health insurance.
And you'll hear there he refers to that as the community rating requirement. And that's why the bill allocates money for these high-risk pools. And I think that brought some people on board in terms of easing fears that this means people with pre-existing conditions can't get covered. But it's important to note that this bill was brought to a vote very quickly, and the Congressional Budget Office wasn't able to give a full analysis, for example, about how many people would really could lose coverage under this new version.
Will, what about Medicaid, which has been one of the biggest concerns for Arizona all along? How would this affect Arizona in that regard?
Arizona expanded Medicaid under the ACA, which brought about 400,000 people onto the state's rolls. And actually, the state had frozen certain populations from enrolling in Medicaid because it didn't have the money during the budget crisis to do that. So, you hear a lot of concern among hospitals who now are seeing these patients who have insurance before they may have come in and used the ER because they were not fully covered here. That really created cost shifting onto all the commercial payers. And so I spoke with Debbie Johnson of the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association, and she said, we could end up back in the days where all these costs are being pushed, back onto the hospitals and then onto other payers.
This increases uncompensated care and forces hospitals to cost shift to commercial payers and businesses. There really isn't any free lunch. Those hospitals that can't cost shift because of their payer mix, they may become more financially unviable.
Medicaid seems to be one of the big things that we'll see change as this bill moves to the Senate, or as the Senate comes up with its own bill as a replacement, because the version right now not only pares back the expansion, but it really dramatically reduces and changes the funding model, and that could have implications for Arizona as well.
That's KJZZ's Will Stone. Will, thanks.
Thanks, Mark.